6 hours to La Junta and to Otero. That's a long haul and just tough to get off a bus, and it was kind of a tough game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was one of those things I planned on. We're going to leave early. We're going to get there. We're going to get our legs underneath us, and our legs were there. Our minds weren't. And, you know, for me, I think you got to take losses and try to make something good out of them. And so that loss, we got to build from there, and hopefully these last few practices is pushed us along, ready for the tournament.
At least you got a match in. You had a chance to get some competition in before this tournament.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, in Otero, we were tied with them, and it was one of those deals. Like, we need to come out and win that match, and we didn't. And the volleyball gods were in our favor, and we still ended up third in the region.
Well, and you're making a road trip, leaving here Tuesday, going to play a Wednesday early, 9 o'clock Central Time. Wow.
Yeah, really early morning, so we're going to leave here this afternoon, get there in good time, and then, you know, the best thing about that's 9 our time, so that's kind of, I think, a positive for us and not 8 a.m., so we'll play Western Wyoming there at 9 a.m. Central Time.
One of four play-in games, with the winners moving on to the double elimination portion of the schedule. Western Wyoming, they haven't, have they gone through some issues with COVID?
Yeah, they haven't so much. They graduated a really big class last year. That was a really good team last year, and we actually played them last year, and we knocked them out. But this year, I just talked to that coach yesterday, and, you know, they're just having a tough year. Really young team, and just things aren't going their way, and, you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
Didn't play their first game until early February.
Yeah, because they had some. Yeah, they did have some COVID issues. I did forget about that, and they had to sit out. And there was NJC right now. They're going through COVID, so they had to sit out all their last week's matches, and hopefully they're good to go to play this week.
Win that game, and you're playing an afternoon game against what sounds like a pretty tough Central Wyoming team.
Yes, and we played Central Wyoming. That was our first match of the whole season. We beat them in five. And, you know, I showed the girls the bracket. I said, it's one game at a time, ladies. Let's not look too far ahead. But if we go and we do well against Western, we'll play Central. And if we win that match, you know, it's pretty much, we just got to go. So.
And a possible, I know you got to win first game first, possible maybe semifinals against Western.
Yes. And like I told them before, you know, playing Western, I said, eventually we're going to have to beat one of these teams, NJC or Western. So it doesn't, you know, it matters when you want to win. And it's really, at the end of this week, there's only two teams that come out happy. And those are the two teams that go to Nationals.
Well, at least you've got some, I'm sure, some quality practice time since the Otero game, haven't you?
Yes, yesterday's practice was really good. I loved the feel. It kind of felt like a really odd vibe. And I was talking to Coach Messenger. I'm like, does it feel funny in the gym today? And she said, I don't think so. I said, okay. I was like, maybe that's just me looking into it. But the girls played really well. Everybody is gritty. Even the girls that like aren't in that starting lineup and might, you know, be in the court, be off the court, they were bringing it, and they're just pushing everybody along.
Well, we hope you're staying around for a couple of days. These girls do not want to see their season end.
That's exactly right. I told them last night, I said, ladies, I'm packing till Friday. I said, so I hope you guys are bringing enough jerseys to play till Friday, too.
Very best of luck to you.
Thank you.